Anyway, we'll talk about that and more with Chris Lewis, a telecoms analyst at Lewis Insight. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, gents.
Chris, first up, we're getting these results from BT. What are you expecting later today?
I think we've seen over the last couple of years, certainly since Ian Livingston was in charge and now Gavin Paterson, that they've built a very solid business, having gone through the problems which meant they had to divest the wireless business many years ago. So taking the wireless back in by acquiring E makes a lot of sense. They've been gradually building. The big target behind the strategy has been to get more and more people connected to their fibre-based broadband, the Infinity product. And obviously, by adding in the E mix, as you say, they're now moving to this quad play, this multi-play, where it addresses most of the household needs. But don't forget, they're also in the business market, and they also provide a lot of services to other parties within this, what we call the emerging digital ecosystem.
It does sound terribly impressive what they're doing now, you know, spending £1 billion in football, buying EE, getting involved. But didn't they see this coming? I mean, BSkyB have been doing this for a long time now. Did they not see it? That's the way they had to go.
I think they did see it coming, and I think they didn't want to sell off the wireless business in the first place, but in order to get their financials sorted out, and they've been getting their house in order. The problem the telecom market has in general is that investing in that large infrastructure that reaches out to everyone's properties and puts all these wireless radio masts in place is a long investment cycle. They're then competing with the companies you mentioned earlier, the Twitters and the Googles, who have much shorter investment cycles to bring new products to market. So it's not apples and apples.
Yeah,
apples.
It's just that some people get a bit confused with BT. You know, that it owned Cellnet, it sold Cellnet, then it wanted to buy it back again. And you think, are they just being indecisive?
No, I don't think so. I think actually, in terms of putting their house in order, they put themselves financially in order to be able to address the market as it develops. And bear in mind, BSkyB and Virgin Media as well, they have been gradually increasing their quad play, their ability to offer all these different services. And BT is picking up the game and addressing those issues.
Chris, we've got a text here from Davey in Derbyshire. He says, morning, fellas. Quad play sounds like a sport trying to gain admission to the Olympics, but it's all very well having one company providing these diverse services, yet just try and get any sense or answers from their customer services. And that's a fair point, isn't it? If all of a sudden you've got such an array of services you're providing, are the companies putting in the investment as well that will make it straightforward for customers if you have an issue, whether it's with your broadband or whether you want to watch the footy tonight?
I think there's a very interesting attitude that we all have to the telcos, which it's a bit of a love-hate relationship. You know, we love them because they're part of our everyday lives. We hate them because the customer service tends not to address our needs. They are investing enormous amounts in the software that supports that whole customer experience. But bear in mind, they're moving away from, as you rightly described earlier, from providing a telephony system to providing all these services, which will include, you know, your sports package, your TV and so on. And that we talk in the industry about omnichannel as you do in retail. So they've got to build the systems which allow them to pick the information up and address your requirements, whether you're coming in over a text as your person just came in at, or whether it's over a telephone call or indeed over the web.
Make one thing clear for me. When BT installs fibre optic cable in an area, can other companies come in then and piggyback on it?
It's a big discussion around the industry where the wholesale requirements, and obviously there's that's part of the discussion around BT structure, the requirements to wholesale services varies country by country. The way in which most fibre is being deployed now, in the past we would have put it separate networks in, we're beginning now to share them because that's part of the cost sharing. And I think in the way that we look at the sports rights as well, you know, what BT also does put out in its numbers is it's putting more and more of that content over other people's networks. So you're getting access to it through Virgin, through Sky, as well as through the BT access.
We talk about BT getting bigger and bigger, but is there a strong argument, do you think, Chris, for it to be partly broken up when it comes to that infrastructure? You know, quad play doesn't have the word infrastructure in it, does it?
No, it doesn't have the infrastructure. And the beauty of quad play is that you don't have to own all the pieces in order to provide the service, because you're stitching it together at a higher level, actually at a service level. Is there an argument for breaking it up? I think what we have to find in terms of the way the policy we provide, the regulation that gets in place within any country, and obviously we're prone to certain of the European legislation as well as whatever we do locally, that you do need strong players because you need to keep that investment going. So it does continue to roll out the fibre. So it does continue to put denser and denser mobile networks. You know, we have a rural issue where we don't get enough reach out to rural properties. So there will always be a discussion, and it's always going to be that question, how do you incentivise the commercial players to invest in the network enough so we all get the service that we require.
Chris, thank you very much. Chris Lewis, telecoms analyst at Lewis Insight.
Oh, and by the way, Busby, we just had a text in. Busby's voice was Bernard Cribbins.
Ah.
And I did love the chop chop, busy busy, work work, bang bang.